Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 22, Psalm 28 and 29, Ecclesiastes 5, and 2 Timothy 1. I had a great conversation yesterday with a brother in Christ who was essentially a spiritual father to me for over a decade. He and I have transitioned into a different season recently in our relationship, but I can look back on the past season with joy and gratitude as I see in him a Paul to my Timothy. And now I get to be a Paul of sorts to so many others in these days. Paul was a disciple maker, one who diligently took the Great Commission and poured himself out for the next generation of leaders and for the sake of developing communities of faith wherever he went. In these letters to Timothy, we see examples of what it can look like to make disciples who make disciples. Now, in today's opening of the second letter, we enter in as things in Ephesus had not gone like they were expected to go. Paul, as the overseer of several communities, told a couple leaders, Alexander and Hymenaeus, they needed to step down from their positions in leadership in the church as they were misdirecting people in some core essentials of the faith. They continued, however, to reject Paul's authority. And Timothy was now being discouraged and intimidated by them. So Paul's letter includes challenges to Timothy to stay true to the message, even if this meant suffering or death, as he urges Timothy to remember the gospel of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. It is the reality of Timothy's intimidation that drew me into the passage today. If I'm being honest, I find myself often intimidated by loud, angry voices within the church that tend to disagree with my thoughts and the ways that I read scripture, especially as it applies to some of the serious ills that pain me today about our world and our nation. I feel you, Timothy. I really do. And guess what? So does God. Jesus knows what it is like to be loudly opposed, even to the point of being murdered. And through the Apostle Paul, God says this to Timothy, and we should receive the reminder as well. In 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 8, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God." Throughout the Bible, God tells us over and over, do not fear. Why? Because he knows fear is prevalent and the fuel that enemy uses to hinder the power of God working through us. If we give in to the fear, our flesh will carry us away into so many dark places where the enemy has his way with us. And today's truth reminds us that this fear is not from God, who pours power, love, and self-control into us through the Spirit. Let us take hold of that truth, take hold of that power, take hold of that love, and in self-control determine that fear doesn't get to have a say. The truth must go forth and go forth in power and in love. We must not be ashamed of the testimony of Jesus, what he's done in our lives and what he's continuing to do. And we have only now the opportunity to share something unique for Christians. And it's something only possible on this side of heaven. It is sharing in the suffering for the gospel. And that gives us in those moments a special fellowship with Christ that we don't experience otherwise. And it's all by the power of God. So today, Will you voluntarily step into God's power, step into experiencing at another level His Spirit, and embrace the pain that comes from being a voice of loving truth and doing so despite the fear as God's power aids you? I believe you can, and I hope that you will. Let's pray that God empowers us to do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your strength, your might, your power that you pour into us through your Spirit. And we thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear, and so that in you, we can reject that fear, Lord God. So we do so in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you would give us strength to walk out the calling that you've put on our lives, that you would give us strength to step into, despite the fear that may be tempting us, but to step into the demand and to speak the truth of the testimony of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you will help us in doing just that. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, you guys, that's today's episode. I hope you are doing well. Head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a message there. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.